I took action, whether that be the tiniest little baby action step, like reading that affirmation, or just getting myself to the gym and just doing something, or getting myself into that room at that event, getting my butt in the seat. Those itty bitty teeny tiny steps, those all added up to create the manifestation that I had visualized before.
Welcome back to another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and you know how we do this every single week. We're going to bring you a story of an athlete, an entertainer, a celebrity, an author, a coach, an individual who has found that why and purpose is not enough. It's all about understanding that internal burn that lies inside of you that ignites your why and purpose and causes you to show up on the days that you don't feel like it, and especially after you win. Now, today's guest is a very, very, very special guest. And you've heard me say this many times, but I think this is because of my passion for relationships in life. And when you meet amazing people, they connect you with amazing people. And you almost feel like you have that same amazing connection as you had with the person who introduced the two of you. And you skip all this time and advance into an amazing relationship. And that, for me, is my relationship with Jen Gottlieb. So Jen, welcome to The Burn.
I couldn't be more excited about today. It's so true. We literally, like, immediately, I feel like, became best friends, and we haven't even known each other that long. So I'm so grateful. This is my favorite topic to talk about, mental toughness and discipline and doing the damn thing. So I couldn't be more excited to talk about that with you.
Well, let me set the stage then just a little bit more, because Dr. Gabrielle Lyon introduced us when we were down for her Forever Strong Summit. And there are so many people who had said over the years, like, you need to meet, and you and Jen need to meet. And then finally, we have this opportunity to meet. And here's what amazes me about you. It's the longevity of the passion and success and this burn and this discipline. So I'm going to say a little bit more than I normally do to frame this correctly, because it's so deserved. But if you all pay attention to how every week I open up the show, I say an athlete, an entertainer, a celebrity, like, Jen is all of those things. So she's been a Broadway actress. She's been a VH1 host. She's a best-selling author of BC, and the book is behind her, but I have the book. So you better go and get the book, because if you're talking about branding, being your best, what they've done with Connector Media, I mean, she's an entrepreneur. She's a philanthropist. Her and Chris, they literally throw events that set the world on fire. Like, she's every single one of those things all in one. So how could you not be excited to have Jen on The Burn to talk about The Burn? And then the discipline piece, I have to tell you, we get finished with this workout that we did with Don Saladino. He ran this, which, Don, another dear, it's one of those fast relationships because of the connection to Dr. Gabrielle. Like, she's such a trusted, amazing relationship for all of us. We do that panel together, everybody bonds, and then we go do this workout, and, like, Jen is, like, killing this workout like it was it. Then the next morning I walk into the gym, she's killing another workout. I mean, she's making me feel like I'm, like, a very lazy human being. And so the burn and discipline, you embody all of it. And so I had to put you up on that stage because you deserve it. So now I would love to know from you, so everybody can feel your energy about this topic, to do all of that for so long and to still have this energy and passion, and now you and Chris doing it together. Where did this start? Where did you find that fire inside of you, that burn, to basically ignite your life this way?
Well, I wasn't always like this. And I want to say that because I'm sure there's somebody listening to this right now that's like, yeah, Jen, whatever. Like, is it just in you? Like, I can't find that burn within me. And it's just not innately in me. And I think that that's okay if you don't have that innately in you and you desire it, because I want to make sure that everybody listening understands that this was not always within me. I didn't always have this burn to work hard. I didn't always have this discipline. I believe that discipline is built over time. It's built by putting in the reps, by doing the hard thing again and again and again, and realizing every time you do the thing that you don't want to do, that hard thing, whether it's a workout, having a hard conversation, starting that book, writing that one post, going live that one time, it's really hard, you don't want to do it, but you do it and you get to the other side, you prove to yourself a little something about yourself that maybe you didn't know before. And so for me, it was, I was an actress. I was used to, yes, going. I think that it was innately in me to persevere when I got rejected. Mm-hmm. So I was always going from audition to audition to audition, getting heard no after no after no. And I think that there was some perseverance that was innately in me there. But when it came to building my own business and leaving acting and starting to build my entrepreneurial journey, whatever it turned out to be, which was so all over the place, everything from fitness to PR to now events and coaching and teaching people how to build brands and writing books. But the steps to get there were a little bit more challenging. And I found that every single time I did something that I wasn't sure about doing, I set a commitment with myself and I did something difficult. I'll never forget. I'll give you an example then. So when you mentioned I was a host on VH1, I was on Broadway, I was an actress, and that was my life. And within 1 week's time, all of that came crumbling down. I lost my TV show. The guy that I was dating left me, kicked me out of our apartment. I had completely lost myself because the show that I was on was about heavy metal music, and I don't like heavy metal music. And I was playing this version of myself that I couldn't be further from who I really was. So I found myself with really no money, no connections, and not knowing who the hell I was anymore. And I had to pick myself back up. And I went into a deep, dark depression because I had no idea what was next. And I'll never forget this day. My mom came into the city. I lived in New York City at the time. And she handed me this book. She didn't know what to do with me because I was so depressed. And the book was called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And it was a book full of these affirmations. And at the time, I was not into personal development. I wanted nothing to do with affirmations. I was like, okay, mom, whatever. I'm gonna read these affirmations. This is so dumb. I just want to lay in my bed and I don't want to do anything. I was not having it. I was not disciplined. I had no burn. Ben, forget it. There was no burn. I woke up and I remember thinking to myself, if I don't change, nothing is going to change. And I open up this book that my mom gives me, and she's so smart because she knew I wasn't going to read the affirmations in the book. So she printed one out on a piece of paper and put it inside. And on the back of this printout, it said, "Dear Jenny, I hope you find yourself again." So I said to myself, all right, I'm going to make one commitment to myself. I'm going to read this stupid affirmation every day, even if I don't believe it. Even if I'm not all in on it, even if I think it's stupid, I'm just going to read it every day. And I put it on my refrigerator, and it was the one hard thing. And believe it, that doesn't sound hard to some people here, but for me, that was hard because I was in a really dark spot. I'm going to do this one hard thing every single day, no matter what. And I don't know if it was the affirmation that did anything for me, but I read it. I don't know if it changed my mindset. I don't know. But I do know that it was the first time I ever made a commitment with myself and stuck with it consistently. And every time I read it, I felt a little bit better about myself because I proved to myself that I could do the thing that I didn't want to do. Mm. And it's all of those tiny little wins that added up that got me outside of my apartment, that got me to Barnes & Noble reading personal development books, that got me to learn how to build my own business, that got me to taking more and more action steps that were harder and harder and harder, because confidence is built over time by doing hard stuff that you don't really want to do and proving to yourself that you can. So I hope that answered your question.
It does. And I
have you thought about writing a book, but just don't have the time? We would love to help you make that dream come true this year. Introducing BNC Publishing. We offer an in-house 3-step process to help you bring your book to life. The whole process only takes 60 to 90 days. Compared to 18 months for traditional publishing methods, we work fast. To see if we are a good fit to work together on your project, email our team at info@bennewman.net. That's info@bennewman.net. Now, back to the show.
I want to kind of pull something together and put a frame around it in a really special way that I think is unique and speaks to who you are, because once you reconnected and found that, you have just taken off. And I think a lot of times people say, I don't have hope in this chapter that I'm in my life. You know, our dear friend Jamie Kern Lima and her new book, Worthy. It understanding that you're worthy, understanding you have this brand where you need to be seen. Like when you're in that struggle, you don't feel worthy. You don't want to be seen. You want to hide. And you've stepped into this message. And Dr. Lyons said it, and I felt it when we did our panel together at that Forever Strong Summit, when she said that Jen Gottlieb is one of the best speakers in the world, and you're just going to hear her name get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you've shared the stage with Gary Vaynerchuk. You've shared the stage with Marie Forleo. You've shared the stage with Eric Thomas. You've shared the stage with Emmett Smith. You've shared the stage with Martha Stewart. You've done it at the biggest level. We shared the stage together as part of the Real Leaders Top 50 Speakers in the World list, which was really cool too.
Shared the stage with Ben Newman. Look at all those people.
So I share all that to say you were in this period of time where you didn't want to be seen. You didn't feel worthy. You probably didn't feel hope. And now to be recognized as one of the top 50 speakers in the world, I just want to frame that for everybody, because what I felt from you, and this is really powerful, is for you to say that is like you didn't know you were going to have it. Now you have this. I don't even think you care. I don't think it's about the recognition. Like what I felt from that stage was like, you just want to help everybody find their voice. You want people to find their brand. You want people to find that dynamic individual that's inside of them. Am I reading that correctly? About like, I know Fast Friends, but like, that's what I felt. Like, go ahead, read the bio. I don't care. I want to touch that next person. That's what I feel from you.
Yeah. I live by this acronym, HOPE, H-O-P-E. It stands for help one person every day. And this concept of literally what you're talking about. And a lot of people that I talk to every day are scared to put themselves out there. They're scared to step on the stage. They're scared to go on social media. They're scared to speak their truth. They're scared to put themselves out there and talk about what they do or what they love and build their brand. And it's because they're worried about what I used to be worried about, which is what everybody thinks of me and what I look like and if I look good enough and if they're going to judge me and if they're going to like it or if they're going to share it. The second that I was able to let go of all of that BS, because none of that stuff matters. If you have a service or a story or a product, and I'll double down on story because you don't have to have, this isn't just for entrepreneurs, this isn't just somebody with a service or a product. If you have a story that can help other people, I believe that it's not about me. It's actually my responsibility to make that story visible to other people so that I can help them. It's not about all the masses. It's not about helping millions really at this point. Each day I wake up and I'm like, who's the one person that I'm talking to right now that needs my help? One person. And I look at my phone in the morning. I put my makeup on Instagram every single day. So it's definitely not about what I look like. It's definitely not about that. I don't care about that anymore. And I think about the one person, maybe the one person that was listening to that live this morning that, you know, needed to hear that message in order to get out of bed that day or in order to go call that person that they haven't spoken to in years and say, you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm really grateful for you. Or maybe the one person that's listening to this right now. It's not about us. It's not about, I mean, yes, I love connecting with you, but really we're creating this content for the listener. And I think when you can flip your mindset around and the perspective around and make it not be about the likes and the follows and the comments and the admiration and like, oh my God, what are they going to think of me? Or maybe the fear of what people will say. And you flip it around and you think about that one human being that is on the other side. There is one person that's watching that content that you're creating or reading it or listening to it, that maybe one thing that you say to them is going to change the way that they show up today. And maybe because they changed the way they showed up today, they're going to actually treat their family differently. They're going to show up differently when they go to the grocery store. They're going to show up differently at their job. And that's going to affect the people around them. And maybe those people are going to show up differently. You could create a snowball effect every single day. So I love this. I don't get tired of this. Like I have this burn that you feel right now. Like I could talk to you all day and not get tired. The reason is because I just get so filled up and fueled up. And I feel so much joy when I think about hopefully the person that's sitting on the other side that I used to be, that maybe is getting jazzed by this conversation and will go show up in a different way today.
So here's what I love. And this is where, when we were on the bus coming back from the workout, heading back to the venue, that I could just sense and I could feel that just was so relatable to how I view our opportunity, is that when you step on that stage, you're not a motivational speaker. And so to help people find their voice, to establish their brand, to live their dreams, to do all those things that you talk about and be seen, what I love the most is how you identify as a coach. And for me, when we talked about that, it's, you know, anytime somebody calls me a motivational speaker, like I never want to like correct people. I'm like, I'm not a motivational speaker, because motivation is fleeting. If I go and motivate you for an hour and 2 hours later, you forget what I said, then what good was that for anybody? And so I really loved the approach that you take to really be a coach, because you want to make a difference. You don't just want to move them just that one time. You want to make a difference. So tell us why coaching and discipline and bringing everything out of somebody has become so important to you.
Yeah. Well, nothing happens if nothing happens. And I talk a lot about manifestation and the law of attraction. But my viewpoint of all of that has completely changed when I really look back and connect the dots and really and like step into the evolution of who I'm becoming and what I've been learning over the past several years, especially, is that when I look back at all of the things that I thought I manifested by visualizing them, I realized that it wasn't because I visualized them that they magically came to me. It was always because of two things. One, it was probably because of a person, a connection, and an opportunity that came from a connection and a human being, whether that be a coach or accountability buddy or a good friend that I met somewhere when I put myself in a position to meet other people that could help lift me up and give me opportunities that I could help do for them the same. And I'll have an amazing experience with them that creates momentum. And then, more importantly, I took action, whether that be the tiniest little baby action step, like reading that affirmation or just getting myself to the gym and just doing something or getting myself into that room at that event, getting my butt in the seat, buying the ticket, getting the coach, showing up for the coaching session, putting on my headphones and listening to a podcast rather than watching a reality TV show. Those itty bitty teeny tiny steps, those all added up to create the manifestation that I had visualized before. The visualization, the prepping for it, the believing that it's yours before it exists, those are amazing tools that help the action steps to get the thing that you want become easier. And they make fear a little bit less. They don't make fear go away, because I don't believe that fear ever really goes away. But you get a lot better at taking action and doing things with fear there anyway. And the more we can get awesome at just doing the thing we're afraid to do and putting fear in the passenger seat of the car or putting our arm around it and bringing it with us, the more we're going to get everything that we want. And I love what you said about having a coach, because we can all be each other's coaches. You don't have to hire someone to be a coach. You don't have to even go to one of my speeches for me to be your coach. You can listen to my content. You can have an accountability buddy, a friend. Humans are meant to connect with other humans to help us take those action steps. And I'm really grateful that you're one of my humans that helps me do that just by being my friend, just by inspiring me online with your content, by our quick little conversations that we have on the bus or here. So yeah, it's a combo.
So when you talk about the deepness, the richness, relationships, how it all develops, it's pretty amazing that you took the nature of relationships being so important to you, the recognition and awareness that's gotten you to where you are in life, to now literally creating a company in Superconnector Media with your husband, Chris, and it's this passion project to literally take all those relationships and build an amazing community. I can't wait in May to be at your event. It's going to be absolutely incredible. I can't wait to feel that energy of these people who love and pour into you. But this is one of the fastest growing companies. I mean, you're on the Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing companies in America. So there's a couple of things here. A lot of people could never work with their spouses. Not only do you work with your spouse, but you all do it very, very well. And so tell us a little bit about Superconnector Media, why that community is so important, why you've turned it into these in-person events that are just so energetic, magnetic. I mean, you watch your videos just about the future events and you're like, okay, why is the event in May? I want to do the event like next week. So why has that become so important? And tell us about Superconnector Media and just doing this with Chris. I mean, there's so many areas we go. We could talk for an hour just about this, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on why the brand of Superconnector Media and helping people has become so important.
Yeah. So I'm going to take you back to when we started this company, and a really important part of it that you might not know about, a pivot that we made in order to make this company what it's made today. We actually got rid of a big arm of our company. So when I met Chris, my now husband, he was my boyfriend at the time, he was hosting these small events called Unfair Advantage Live, where he connected entrepreneurs to the media. And it was just him, and he was doing these events. And I had my own business in the fitness industry, but I always wanted to be on stage because I'm an actress. And I would watch him on stage and I'd be like, I could do this. We could make this something so much bigger. And so we came together and we started doing these events together. Now, on the other side of the events, we started helping to coach people, teach people how to get in the media, how to build their brands. And they started getting amazing results. And then before we knew it, people started to ask us if we could do it for them. Like, can you do our PR for us? So before we knew it, we had built a PR agency. We didn't want a PR agency, but we built one. by accident. And we had a very, very successful, very profitable PR agency where we worked with some of the biggest personal brands, many of the people that are that you probably know, and got them incredible PR and crushed it for them. And we had this thriving business. The problem with that was, on the same token, we were doing this PR agency where we had all these employees doing PR for people. We also had our education portion of our company where we were empowering people and teaching people how to do it themselves. And when we looked at our business and we were like, oh my gosh, where is our zone of genius and what do we really love? And I think that this is important for the listener. This is an important story because you might be doing something that is really profitable or might seem like the right thing on paper, but it doesn't fuel your soul. Mm. And the education, the coaching, the empowering people to do it themselves was something that we loved. It was fueling us. And those people were getting the same kind of results that our agency clients were getting. And we were like, what would happen if we got rid of this agency and put all of our energy into the thing that we loved the most? And most people in our world thought that we were crazy to get rid of a profitable arm of our business. And we were like, we have to create space for something else that we love to thrive. And so we sold the agency. And we, I think it was about 2 years ago, it was acquired. We got rid of it, probably too soon. Probably, I don't know if it was the greatest move, but it was, because we doubled down on what we love. And that's creating community, creating connection, creating events and spaces, whether they be virtual or in person, for entrepreneurs to connect with one another so they can help each other build their brands. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that we were doing to get people booked in the media before was creating relationships. And we all can do that. And it's what lights us up. So our company now, and yes, I run it with my husband, and yes, it is unbelievably difficult and amazing to run a business with your spouse. So I'm not a relationship expert at all. And most of the time it's fantastic because he's my best friend in the world and we're doing what we love together. But there are times where it's really difficult and we're really open about that. But yeah, it's a phenomenal place to be. I can't wait to have you at Build Your Brand Live. It's our second of our big, big, big events. They've been fantastic and people have been getting incredible results just by connecting with people and implementing immediately what they learn. Because the most important thing to me is not that you show up and you learn something and then you forget about it 2 weeks later. The most important thing to me is that you learn something and you immediately take action. We make people take action in the room. We have content creation stations all over the venue so that people can immediately start going live, creating content together, posting it so that they can create that momentum. Because once you've taken action and you've created momentum, you're way more apt to continue to take action after you've left. And that's all I care about, because there's too many people that show up at an event, get inspired, and then forget about it 2 weeks later. And that's not the business that I'm in. I want people to have long-term success.
So I want to finish our time together by going back to something that we talked about in the beginning that might seem to the listeners, they're like, that is a total shift of what you guys were talking about, but it's actually the same thing. Because what you just said, for me, why I consider myself a coach, not a motivational speaker, is because you have to have that action piece. But I believe in order to empower people to choose the action that they really have within them that they want to choose, but they haven't had somebody bring it out yet. So somebody's at one of your events, they're in Atlanta, it's May, they're feeling the energy, you bring it out. That is so powerful for then somebody to say, no, like right now, go and create you're forcing people, you're empowering them, go take action so it becomes a habit. But the reason why I think this is so important, people are going to be like, why are you talking about her working out again? You are the example. And I've always believed as a coach, we talked about this, like you have to be the example. So you can't be eating chocolate chip cookies and cheesecake and, oh, I used to work out, and tell people how you used to work out and tell people how you used to be disciplined. You have maintained in all these areas of your life. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. None of us are perfect. But you've identified there are some disciplines that you have to show up and do. Why is that? And I call it you being the example. Why is the working out? Why is the taking care of yourself? Why is you having coaches, you investing money, just like I do, in having coaches and being part of masterminds? Why is that still so important to you to be the example for others? Because like when I saw you work out, just so people know, it wasn't like she came into the gym with the newspaper and she's like pedaling, like she's moving weight. Like she is like, I think she wanted more weight than was in the hotel gym that day. I was like, where's the weight? Like, I thought she was going to start like wanting a squat bar. Like I could just tell, like, that gives you your hunger because you know you're doing the work. Why is it so important for you to be disciplined to continue to be an example? Because I believe that causes people to say, I'll take action because she is too.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well, I could talk about this forever. It's my favorite topic. So I'm so glad that you brought it back here. First of all, I cannot tell anybody or teach anybody anything if I'm not implementing it myself. Full stop. So my career would end if I stopped taking care of myself and being disciplined and doing the things that I'm telling people to do. And that's where all of my experience for coaching comes from me doing it myself. So that's number one. But number two, I will tell you why I work so hard in the gym. It used to be back in the day, you know, for the physical reasons and all of that. And now it's more so for me to practice being uncomfortable every single day. So this is a practice that I do every day, no matter what. I had this therapist ages ago who wanted me to start meditating. She was like, I know you don't want to I didn't want to meditate. I wasn't into it. She's like, I know you like to lift weights and work out. So what I want you to do is I want you to lay on the mat after you're done with your workout. And I want you to do a body scan meditation where you thank your body parts for all the work that they did in the gym. So I started doing this exercise and I started like laying on the mat every day after my workout and like thanking my body parts. Now, it didn't really get me to start meditating, but here's what it did do, Ben, and this is something that I do every single day now, and I live by it. Every single time I laid on the mat and I looked up at the ceiling, and I felt the vibration of my body and the hard work that all of my muscles put in, and I looked up at the ceiling and I was like, I did it. I did it. I did that. It reminded me that no matter how hard the workout was, no matter how much in pain I was, no matter if I finished the last set or if I didn't, it didn't matter. No matter what, it always ended. I always ended up on that damn mat again. Always. Looking up at the ceiling, no matter what. This morning, I ended up on the mat looking up in the ceiling. Tomorrow, I'm going to end up on the mat looking up in the ceiling. All discomfort is always only temporary. I have time tattooed on my wrist to remind me that time never stops. So no matter how hard that last set is, it's going to end, and the harder I push myself, the better I'm going to feel when I lay on the mat. The person that I become is the person laying on the mat on the other side, the person that can lay on the mat and say, I did it today. I already worked out today. I did a hard-ass workout, and I laid on the mat. I looked up at the ceiling. I said, I won today. I did it. And now any hard thing that comes my way today, difficult conversation, difficult moment in business, hard decision I have to make, easy. I know that today's going to end. I'm going to end up in my bed tonight. I'm going to look up in the ceiling, and how do I want to feel? I want to feel like I did it. And that's how I grow every single day. And that's why I push myself in the gym so hard, so that I can remind myself that discomfort is only temporary and it makes me better in all areas of my life.
Yes. I might as well just say mic drop, show end. I don't even know what to, like, it's such a powerful, from just hearing the tech, all these reminders, you've created an environment that causes you to choose to win every day. And I think that's so important for our listeners. And I talk about it all the time, like find the environment, find the mental tools, find the strategy. But the way that you just mentioned that uncomfort, and you might as well push yourself because it's going to end and you're going to be on that mat, is such a powerful visual for all of us. I appreciate you so much. We could do like 6 episodes. We could do like a series of episodes. This is just incredible. I am so excited for all the amazing opportunities that lie ahead for us to stay connected, just as friends and supporters and coaches for each other. Mm-hmm. But I do look forward to being in Atlanta for the event, and we're going to give all of the ways for everybody to stay connected and to get copies of Be Seen, and just everything will be in the show notes. But Jen, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your authenticity, your transparency, but the example that you set. You're not just somebody who says, let's try these things. You're doing these things and telling your community and the people you love in your life, let's come do it together. Thank you.
I'm so unbelievably grateful for you, for our friendship, for everything that you stand for the person that you are, for being open enough to become my friend in like 5 minutes on my side, and the person that you are in your heart. So thank you for having me. I can't wait for so much more. We've got so many more memories to create together.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. For everybody listening, please share this episode. This is one of those must share episodes. You know, there's no cost for the burn. We don't charge for the burn. We don't have people that are, it's free, right? So like if something's free, I just ask you to give it away. And this message today has got to be given away. And I appreciate everybody that spends this time with us every single week. It's stories like Jen's. It's her example, which is the reason why we have the burn. But we need other people to know her powerful story for them to step into there. So please share this with at least one person that needs to hear this powerful message of Jen Gottlieb. This has been The Burn, and you know that that burn is what ignites why and purpose. It causes you to show up on the days you don't want to, but especially after you win. I appreciate each and every single one of you. We are in this fight together. This has been The Burn.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.